insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 31st verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقل للمؤمنات يغضضن من أبصارهن ويحفظن فروجهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا ما ظهر منها وليضربن بخمرهن على جيوبهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا لبعولتهن أو آبائهن أو آباء بعولتهن أو أبنائهن أو أبنائهن أو أبناء بعولتهن أو إخوانهن أو بني إخوانهن أو بني أخواتهن أو نسائهن أو ما ملكت أيمانهن أو التابعين غير أولي الإربة من الرجال أو الطفل الذين لم يظهروا على عورات النساء ولا يضربن بأرجلهن ليعلم ما يخفين من زينتهن وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون.
And tell the believing women to reduce some of their vision and guard their private parts and not expose their adornment except that which appears thereof, and to draw their head covers over their chests, and not display their adornment, except to their husbands, their fathers, their husbands' fathers, their sons, their husbands' sons, their brothers, their brothers' sons, their sisters' sons, their women, that which their right hands possess, or those male attendants having no physical desire, or children who are not yet aware of the private aspects of women. And let them not stamp their feet to make known what they conceal of their adornment. And turn to Allah in repentance, all of you, O believers, that you might succeed.
Dear listeners, as we previously explained, this rather long verse talks about four ordinances and states these four ordinances in this way. At first, it says, لَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا. They are not allowed to display their adornment except that which is ordinarily apparent of it. Secondly, the second ordinance is to draw their veils over their bosoms. وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ. And in the third ordinance, the cases in which women are allowed to unveil themselves and display their inward adornments are specified, which were 12 different classes, which we sufficiently discussed. And the fourth ordinance is this: لَا يَضْرِبْنَ بِأَرْجُلِهِنَّ لِيُعْلَمَ مَا يُخْفِينَ مِنْ زِينَتِهِنَّ. They should not stamp their feet in walking. They should not reveal what they hide of their adornments by this kind of walking. And this will cause all of them to reach salvation, to reach successfulness. Now, let us discuss the philosophy of veiling and covering up a little bit. Undoubtedly, in our age, which some people have called the age of sexual liberty and nudism, and Western exponents who regard women's liberty as part of women's lives, speaking about veil and covering is not actually welcomed by these people. Sometimes it is considered as legends of the past times. But these corruptions, these increasingly seen problems and challenges and difficulties that are caused by these kinds of freedoms actually cause gradually some people to pay attention to such words, to pay attention to such aspects. The issue is that whether women must be at the mercy of all men for abuses through various actions, or they must be limited to their own husbands. The question is that whether women must be engaged in a contest for showing their body, or these issues must be removed from the society. These issues must be confined to family environment and the life of man and wife. Islam is in full support of the second plan, and veil is part of this plan. So, dear listeners, as we said, Islam is in full support of the plan to limit the concept of adornments to the families. This must be limited to their own husbands, to their own families, while Western fascinated people are in favor of another plan. They want to have women at the mercy of all men in for all kinds of abuses. But Islam says that sexual gratifications, including sexual intercourse and physical, visual, and all kinds of relishing, are only limited to spouses. Anything other than that will defile, will eventually corrupt the society. The sentence, لَعَلَّكُمْ, that is purer for them, mentioned in the previous verse, is actually referring to this matter. In the previous verse, as you may remember, we said, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, tell the believing men to lower their gaze and to guard their modesty. So at first, men were addressed. وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ, to guard their modesty. ذَلِكَ أَذْكَى لَهُمْ, that is purer for them. And this could be what this matter means. The philosophy of veil is not something hidden and invisible, because women's nakedness that naturally has the consequences such as applying cosmetics sets men, especially young ones, in a state of continual temptation. It always tempts them. And that subject will cause them different kinds of tensions and stress. It causes nervous, diseased excitements, and sometimes it is the source of different psychological abnormalities. How much can a human bear such excitements? The psychotherapists, they do not all say that continual excitement is the cause of different kinds of illnesses. They actually do. So this is only one aspect of philosophy of veil, which is visible for everyone. We'll continue discussing these philosophies in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the seeds. secret, this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.